The organ is such a magnificent instrument. It's kind of like a whole orchestra in one.
Yes, it certainly is. I can, if I'm so persuaded, I can drown out all 110 members of the orchestra.
How is such a powerful instrument used in an orchestral setting?
I usually augment the sounds of the brasses and the low basses. So people often say that they knew I'd entered because their seats started to shake.
Wow. You can feel the vibrations, I guess. Can you feel them when you play as well?
I can. And people that sit up with me during concerts especially get the vibrations. They look quite pleased afterwards.
So can you describe it?
Well, the bass pipes for this instrument are actually 32 foot high, and those are the ones that move a tremendous amount of air. So people sitting right up by those bass pipes are getting literally moved by the force of the air and the vibrations.
And what's it like at the console?
You're not hearing the organ as it's coming down on the stage accurately. So I set the organ up from the stage console and see what the maestro is hearing. And then no matter what, I stick to that when I go upstairs.
When you play an organ, you're using all different senses: hearing, touch, you're using your hands and your feet, you're using sight. How do you follow the conductor when you're playing at the organ at the Kimmel Center?
Eschenbach once asked me while there was a pause at Carnegie Hall backstage, he said, "How is it that you're always exactly with me?" And I said, "I am seeing you, maestro, better than anyone in the orchestra. With my television and my monitor, I am seeing that baton straight on almost better than anybody else in the orchestra."
An organ is an instrument that you don't carry around with you. So is every instrument different and you have to make adjustments in the way you play with each instrument?
Yes, radical adjustments. I think that's the difficult part of being an organist. And from day to day, for instance, when I'm playing the Wanamaker Grand Court organ at Macy's, every day, due to climate or temperature or whatever, the instrument is behaving. Certain divisions are not behaving, or certain ones are wonderful, and you don't know what you're getting on a given day.
So when you're playing and you're sitting above the orchestra at the Kimmel Center, are you playing according to what you hear, or are you playing according to the settings that you just described?
I'm playing according to the baton. And sometimes I'm playing just a little tiny bit ahead, because with the low bass pipes, a lot of my playing is very low bass pipes, and it takes them a while to speak. But I am hearing the entire orchestra beautifully. Every division of the orchestra I'm hearing super fine.
Is there anything you'd like to illustrate?
Yes, I think I'd like to play a little bit of the opening of the Pines of Rome. For years, we had a small electronic organ that right from the start was way too small for the Academy. And then when we moved over to Verizon, it was really too small. So a lot of the pieces, this is a classic example, the beginning where I enter in the Pines of Rome, people never used to notice. But now when I enter, everyone is very aware, as their seats are trembling a little, that the organs come in. I can demonstrate the old and the new if you'd like.
I would love that. Can you give us a little context about what the organ's role is in the piece? Because isn't he painting pictures of Italy at different times?
Yes, with the Pines, they're the different locations. And I come in the second movement. The first one is wild, with all of the street noises and all of that. But things calm down, and we, I think, go to the catacombs, and the real low notes are indicative of that. So I'd like to show the old and the new. With the old instrument, this would have been the maximum sound you'd hear. for my opening. And here is my entrance with the new. Let me play a little bit of the ending. I'm kind of the crowning blow with the orchestra on the final page. And it's quite exciting. So let me play the old. With the equivalent of the new Dobson.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.